It's time again for our regular fortnightly R&IB Connect Voices roundup here on R&IB Connect Radio. And I'm joined this week by Max Conway, R&IB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello, Max. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Toby. Thanks.
This week, we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to share their stories with the R&IB, help Kent University with research into care assessment, and maybe a chance to be part of an R&IB TV advert too. Max, we're going to start with that opportunity for people to share their stories of living with sight loss.
Yes, so R&IB is dedicated to sharing the stories of real-life people who have sight loss. And as part of a new project to promote our services and raise awareness, we're looking for people who would be willing to help contribute and share their story with us. This project will last over the course of a year and will include stories, photos and videos. Your content will help others in a similar situation and inform more people about the work we do. We strive to improve our commitment to improving the lives of people with sight loss across the UK. We're looking for three people who have had an initial contact or referral to an ECLO, which is an eye clinic liaison officer, within the past 5 years, who are happy to talk about their own sight loss journey and the importance that the service is signposted by an ECLO and how they have been vital for them.
So, Max, what is the criteria around the type of people that they're looking for?
So the criteria are: an adult of working age who is happy to explore topics such as well-being, mental health, social interactions, employment, and how sight loss has affected you and any issues that are particularly passionate to you. We're also looking for someone who was referred to an ECLO and then onto other R&IB services, an adult over 60 with a diagnosis in the past 5 years and a referral to an ECLO. And finally, a child or a teenager who, with the support of their parents, are facing and overcoming challenges in everyday life. Successful applicants will receive a £100 Amazon gift voucher as well.
So, Max, if people are interested in getting involved, who do they need to contact then?
So if you'd like to get involved, all you have to do is email storieslibrary@rnib.org.uk.
Now we have that research from Kent University around research into both health and social care assessments.
Yeah, researchers at the University of Kent are trying to understand more about what it is really like to be assessed in order to receive support from children's services. So decisions made during assessments are really important, and they would like to interview parents, carers and adults over 18 who have experienced assessments and individuals who have assessed families so they can learn about their experiences and offer evidence to policymakers that can influence changes that will improve people's lives.
Max, if people want to help out Kent University with their research, who do they need to contact?
So if you'd like to participate in the Living Assessments project or would like to get more information, get in touch with livingassessment@kent.ac.uk. And as a thank you, each participant who completes the research will receive a £50 voucher.
And if people would like to find out more about the project, where can they go to find out more?
So all you have to do is go to their website, which is www.research.kent.ac.uk/living-assessment.
Finally, Max, we come to the R&IB TV advert.
Yes, so R&IB is looking for people to take part in some online group sessions to share their views on our new TV ad.
When will the online groups be taking place then?
So groups will take place via Zoom during the 7th to 11th of March, and you'll join a one-hour session to discuss your views. More information will be found on the first page of our sign-up form.
And what is the deadline for signing up then?
So the deadline is the 28th of Feb, and you can sign up for the groups by going to forms.office.com/r/WME_ID 5335 q.
Max, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about and other great Connect Voices opportunities, where can they go to find out more and get involved?
So you can join our online Connect Voices group, where we post our latest involvement ops, both with R&IB and external opportunities. All you have to do is email involvement@rnib.org.uk for more information. If you're already on Facebook, just search for R&IB Connect Voices and click join. You can also find certain opportunities on our webpage. Just search for R&IB Connect Voices current opportunities into your web browser. can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect show, with the next show airing on the 9th of March. You can catch up on all our involvement roundups by searching for RNIB Connect Voices on your preferred podcast player, such as Spotify, or on a smart assistant device like Alexa. And you can also dial into our telephone information line on 0203 432 1488.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Max Conway, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities.
Cheers, Toby.